AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Hour two, not usually for this, but Bubba is up in hour two. I'm going to have my buddy Nick Allen on for hour three. The Welsh is out of town this week. You know, he did the first segment with me where we yelled about Julio. And then the day after we did that, there was all kinds of Julio trade rumors talking about how it might be done in the next week. I'm talking like 5 minutes after we hung up, like all that stuff happened. Of course, Bubba, but how are you? How's your week been? I know it's been better than mine.
It's been fine. You know, Giants winning baseball games, one of the best records in baseball right now. So that's always good. It helps when you go to Arizona to play some games. But we got that going for us. And yeah, life is good. Just, you know, just getting warmer, playing some golf, living the dream. Bogman, how about you?
Yeah. I'm doing great. I love it when my team loses, you know, double digits in a row. It's always fun. So, but at least I'll probably lose my Julio argument. I was pretty, staunch and planted in too. So, I don't know, man. It's been weird. You know, I gotta say, we're gonna talk about my misery here in this hour. We're gonna talk about Julio in this hour, but I think we gotta talk about these fans at NBA games and what the hell are these idiots thinking? Right? Like, we didn't get to go to games for a year. And this is how you're going to act when you get your stuff back. Like, I don't understand what these people are thinking at all. And, it has to be addressed. And it, I know it's worse in the NBA, right? Yeah. And the reason it's worse in the NBA, in my opinion, is because you got fans right there. Like, they're right. Like, you can high five the guys as they're on the court, you know, not even coming off. So they're a little bit too close for comfort.
Yeah, that might be changing pretty soon. It seems like a bunch of these people are acting like they're Ramsey Bolton's dogs that have been locked up without getting fed. And they're getting let out finally after a year. It's ridiculous. But I haven't seen anything like this. It reminds me of the Malice of the Palace and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah, like
sports doesn't need this, man.
We're brewing towards something like that. I mean, it ain't going to be pretty. So when we come
with the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As a season shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Back, we're going to be talking about fan interactions and all that good stuff, so stick with us. We'll be right back after this In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm here with my friendo, Casey Bubba, at BeanAntrick on the Twitter machine. And Bubba, tell everybody what you're doing and where they can find all of your great work on the interwebs.
Well, what I'm doing is spending 5 days a week talking to you, which is great, on the Lion Star DFS show. So come check all that stuff out. And we'll carry that on to football, too. So don't give up, everybody. We're going to be around for about 9 to 10 months out of the year, giving you a bunch of goodies there. But you can find me on Twitter at BDNtrick, where I tweet out way too much, but you'll get all my good stuff there. Bench with Bubba podcast twice a week, doing season-long fantasy baseball. I got some golf DFS shows, other DFS shows, written content at rotoballer.com, and some fantasy DGens goodies. So check me out on Twitter at BDNtrick. You'll get all the stuff there, but it's busy all the time, just like Bogman. Just trying to keep up with the Bogman.
Now, you're my golf guy, Bub. And
yes, and there's some drama right now.
We didn't talk about the golf at all, so please explain the drama and tell me about what happened over the weekend here.
Well, first off, for anybody that liked Happy Gilmore and seeing crowds rush the course, the end of when Phil won the PGA Championship, a 50-year-old winning the longest golf course in the history of golf in a major, was insane, like jumping on his back and stuff. It was wild. But the drama. So you got Brooks Koepka. I call him BDE Brooks for big energy, Brooks. And he literally doesn't care. Like, he will talk crap. I think he'd whoop anybody's butt type thing.
He's a bad boy of golf. This guy.
And we call him the big game hunter also, because he shows up to the majors and the big money events and kicks everyone's butt. And then in the minuscule events, he's like 50th place and stuff. He's getting reps in, basically. So he's fun in that regard. Then you got Bryson DeChambeau, who started weightlifting and trying to change the game of golf. All of his clubs were the same length, which is not normal, let's put it that way. He worries about swinging hard and hitting the ball as far as humanly possible, and that's helped win him some events.
Sounds like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, it's been interesting. But he's like a nerd. Like, he's all stats. Like, he's sitting there like a calculator and stuff. So he's doing one thing. Brooks is doing his thing. So it's like the jock and the nerd in school. but the nerd thinks he's a jock, and he's trying to be one of the jocks. And so they've had some interesting things before. Plus, Bryson plays too slow, so Brooks likes to play fast, and that's been a whole debate too in the past when they played together. Well, on Sunday, Brooks finished second to Phil, and he's getting interviewed afterwards, and he sees Bryson coming, and he can see him just kind of roll his eyes.
Oh, then, I saw that. Okay, I've seen the memes.
Yeah,
but I thought he was rolling his eyes at the reporter.
No, Bryson's coming. He sees him coming because Bryson's still the only man on the entire tour that wears metal spikes, so he can hear him coming his way.
You can hear him crunching,
Sees him, and then there's certain audio clips where people have highlighted the background noise, and you can hear something Bryson says, because Brooks is talking about, you know, it was super windy, so putting was difficult, blah, blah, blah. You can hear Bryson coming by and said, it's pretty easy if you hit it on the right line. And just saying something to him. And that's when Brooks rolls his eyes, and there's a lot of four-letter words mentioned afterwards. And the reporter starts laughing, and the reporter goes, hey, don't worry about it, I'll cut that out. And Brooks goes, I don't give a S.
Yeah.
And it's like, because he doesn't. That's the best part about it. So it's fun drama, and it's carried over. Like, I'll try to wrap this up quickly, but it's very entertaining.
It's great.
It's carried over to Twitter now, because there's the match where Brady and Phil have teamed up, and Tiger.
Yeah, I've seen Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady
and Bryson smack. Yeah, because Tom's going to be with Mickelson, and Bryson is going to be paired with Rodgers. They just announced it yesterday on Wednesday.
Yeah, the Welsh Ryan talk about how we have no idea who Bryson is. So,
oh, you're going to love him. He's a meathead that's a nerd. It's amazing. And Brooks tweets out immediately, he's friends with Aaron Rodgers, goes, sorry, at Aaron Rodgers 12 on Twitter. Then Bryson DeChambeau goes, God, it's nice living rent free inside your head on Twitter. And then Bryson goes on Instagram and gets the picture of Brooks rolling his eyes meme, and then puts a picture of Bryson in Brooks's head and puts it on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Like, it's just going back and forth. And What it all leads to, if the USGA, the United States Golf Association, which is the group in part in charge of the US Open, one of the four majors, which takes place in 2.5 weeks at Torrey Pines in San Diego, it's one of the very long golf courses, the best of the best play that week. If they can match those two up for the first two rounds, it'll be electric city.
Oh, that'd it'll be great.
Absolutely amazing. That's what needs to happen.
That's the rivalry. Yeah.
It is. We've said this
if
before.
If they don't
it
do
happen.
That, it's like how baseball, you know, would sue people for using GIFs and stuff like that. It's like you're hurting yourself.
Yes,
you know?
Like every set of possible eyeballs, not even liking golf, just in general, it would be the first thing on SportsCenter. Like, man. they would own everything. Yeah, I'm
that's exciting. Like, I mean, I don't know anything about golf, you know. You always get mad. Golf is completely wasted on me here. I live in this beautiful state with all these golf courses. Don't care about it at all. But yeah, I mean, I saw there was something going on. I just thought
it's good.
He was mad because I think what was the golf thing that I saw? Didn't Jim Gray go and yell at someone, some golfer for you told me this and you're a liar and blah, blah, blah. Wasn't that during a golf thing?
There's been something like that. There's been a few different things like that, but most of the feuds aren't too crazy. Some of it's just petty nonsense, but this one's real. Like it's been brewing in the past. Like I said, Brooks has had some like choice words. There's been times because Bryson plays so slow. Like there's been penalties called on him for playing so slow.
Oh,
and Brooks has been teamed up with him. Brooks will finish the hole and he'll walk to the next tee box while Bryson's still finishing.
Yeah. Go get a hot dog or something. Right. Yeah.
Shown pictures of Brooks walking to the porta potty coming out and then Bryson's still playing. Like it's freaking just, first class trolling.
It's like, I'm gonna go in here and have a sit down meeting real quick. You finish up your hole or whatever you're doing. Yeah. So
it's fun. We'll see where it continues on. I'm looking forward to it because just the fact you asked about it and you might be fake playing me, that's fine.
No. I mean, I didn't know there was all this drama. I saw the Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady stuff and figured that's what you're gonna talk about.
That's what's
I didn't
gonna
know
keep,
about all this.
That's what's gonna keep it going though, because Rodgers likes to talk trash, Brady likes to talk trash. Phil Mickelson's a great trash talker because then Phil, just for fun, because Phil's just having fun, he's like the old drunk uncle that learned social media, and he's a lot of fun on it, actually. So then he comments on the sorry Aaron Rodgers thing by Brooks and goes, and Brooks is a two-time PGA champion, but Phil just won it this last week. And Phil goes, don't be sorry, bro. I have to play because they want the most recent PGA champion. And so he's more of a joke about it, but it's funny. Just all
everybody knows he's tongue in cheek about it.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely amazing. But like what I was saying is just the fact you're asking me about it and let me talk about it for way too long.
Oh no,
it shows how there's interest outside of the golf community now because they're infiltrating football by doing the match thing, which infiltrates trash talking, which just keeps going.
This is what they should do, you know.
Yes.
It's
not an old man's game anymore. There's so many young players out there. They all got smoking hot women. Like it's not your old, you know, Cialis commercial anymore like it used to be every Sunday. It's a different breed. No, I'm not joking.
I know.
You know how
shows
have like targeted commercial, like the NFL, it's all Budweiser and Doritos and all this stuff.
Right.
A Sunday of golf, if you watch, the commercials are all H&R Block, Charles Hancock, Cialis, like all these retirement things.
All the retirement
and
stuff
it's changed now. Like Brooks is sponsored by Michelob Ultra and he's got a popcorn sponsorship which he tweeted out to Russ Westbrook that got the popcorn on him.
Westbrook.
He tweeted out to him, goes, hey, I can't remember the name of his company, he's all, hey, if you really like popcorn, I'll send you some of this stuff, it's better than the stuff that was poured on you.
Oh Jesus. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Brooks is great, man. Brooks is freaking great. Like I love him. I saw him live at the US Open in Pebble and he just walks with an aura about him, like he does not care, he knows he's like the best, and he's just, you're living in his world.
That's awesome. I love it.
It's the machismo.
Yeah, man. And I like that you're pumped up about it, too.
Oh, yeah,
so,
it's great.
That's awesome. And I promise we're going to talk about basketball here.
And we filled a whole segment on this. Like,
yeah,
on this show.
This is great.
This
on this show, we did a whole segment of golf, which will probably never happen again until...
Nope, I'll put money on that right now.
Until Tiger Woods comes back, right? Like, that's
when... Kelly hits a tree again because his next mistress is throwing a club at him.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever the next Tiger news is, right? Or depending
what
on the
Perkins
the
waitress
stuff.
Was it?
Right, Perkins. Perkins, that's great.
I'm not kidding. There was a Perkins waitress. Though,
well,
on the
I'm
list.
Sure there was. Look, hey, you know, I'm not going to discount anybody. Are you kidding me? So I'd be happy with that. So I don't know, man. You know, it's great for the sport of golf. Like you said, you're just pumped up about it. And you've talked golf here and never filled an entire segment before. So
and lastly, before it ends, they're trying to get Brooks to be the commentator for the match.
Oh, that would be awesome. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about this NBA and the fan situation. I promise, no more golf. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. We're also on the Mighty 1090 in San Diego. What's up, everybody? And I'm Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. Joined by BD Entrick at... Joined by Casey Bubba at BD Entrick on the Twitter. I cannot talk today. Had a little caffeine today. Haven't had it for a while. I'm a little jazzed up, a little jittery, all that good stuff. So, but Bubba, we're going to talk about the NBA here because, you know, we mentioned it before. Russell Westbrook had popcorn poured on him, and he wanted to go up into the stands, and nobody blames him, but there were 10 guys there helping him back. I mean, the dude's walking off with an injury. And I know Philly is a rough city and everything, but give me a break, dude. What is that moron thinking? Mm-hmm. And then Trae Young got spit at day by someone, you know, someone sitting in those expensive ass seats, spitting at him. And then we hear Ja Morant's dad and mom and family were harassed by some fans in Utah. Now, Utah has been known to be a problem. Yep. You know, Russell Westbrook had a big problem in Utah. And that guy, actually, it's funny. It's not funny. I guess it's just ironic that this happened the same day. The guy that got booted and banned from Utah for starting all that stuff with Russell Westbrook, he sued the NBA for $100 million because of defamation because he got, you know, fired from his job and all that stuff. And today, that lawsuit was thrown out. So on Thursday. So that lawsuit was thrown out by a judge. So good ups on him. But I mean, come on, man. Like, is there, I don't remember seeing something like this. You know, I remember, you know, a food being thrown at a player, beer really, was what started the malice in the palace. And Ron Artest went after the wrong person up in the stands.
Of course.
Like everybody knows how that ended, but it was, I mean, that was a disaster. It was a scar on the game, right? You never want to see that stuff happen. And it looks like we might just be boiling to that point. Like you said, you know, these idiot fans, and it's not most of them, right? And this is what happens is you get three people acting a fool in three different games. And now everyone's saying, well, NBA fans are a bunch of idiots. You know what I mean? They're not, because the other 20,000 people in the arena didn't do this stuff, or how I get, you know, half that 10,000 people in the arena aren't doing this stuff. It's one idiot in each stadium. So, I mean, are they just going to have to move the seats back? Like, what is there a smart solution? Is it just anyone who does anything sideways gets banned? Like, how do you solve a problem like this, Bubba? It's on you, obviously. Everyone knows that. It's on you.
Because I am the voice of reason for many things in life, at least everything that my wife doesn't consider important. I would say that banning them for sure would be a go-to. Like, that's an automatic.
That's difficult too, isn't it? Like, how are you going to ban someone? Are we going to, every usher going to have their picture like their Richard Jenny, you know, or what's his name? The Richard Kimball from, what do you call it? Richard Jenny's a stand-up comic, but.
I don't even remember what you're talking. Like, I can't remember the thing you're talking about. I know what you're talking
fugitive,
about.
The fugitive, the one-armed man. That was fugitive. Richard Kimball or whatever.
But the weird part's going to be is, you might be able to, because almost all tickets are going to be digital soon. You got to show proof of being vaccinated and all these things. Yeah. So that might be a wheelhouse, but eventually that might end too. Eventually, because you'd hope we don't have to show our card everywhere we go. Eventually,
right.
That's going to be tough. So yeah, that's very difficult. You are correct. I don't want it to turn into hockey where you have to put like a big screen around the entire arena so you can't even get close to it.
Now, yeah. That might be, that's not a bad solution though. I didn't even think of that. That's actually a decent idea.
You basically put a perimeter up like 10 feet or 15 feet outside the whole court. There's a freaking deal. Like
watching prison basketball. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's going to turn into. That's
ridiculous. Yeah.
So that sucks. But if that's where it goes, that's where it goes. It's just, it's pathetic that it comes down to this. And the other thing that might happen is I remember after 9/11, unfortunately, and other incidents, like that's when they stopped giving you your caps to your sodas and your beers at games, so you couldn't put them on top and throw them onto the field. It might come to a point that if you're in sections blah 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 and seats blah blah blah, you can't have food or drinks.
And that would be insane because those are the most expensive seats.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And the popcorn guy wasn't even close. There's just a hole, you know, where in the tunnel, and he dumped it in the hole when Russell Westbrook was walking under it, right? So,
and maybe they should have stopped giving away stimulus money, because I know popcorn is the price of a stimulus check. If they're throwing that stuff around,
the $1,400 for a popcorn, right?
Come on.
I'm sure.
I had to throw something dumb out there. Give me a chance.
Right, here. Right. Of course, yeah. Just make the most absurd argument. I don't know. Like, how can people do this? Like, this is the same thing to me, and I'll never understand this attitude. Like, I mean, I guess I do understand it from people that don't care about the game. Like, if you don't care about the game and you're there just to have a great time or whatever, I get getting blackout drunk and acting like a complete ass, right?
Yes.
I understand that.
I've done that before.
People do that at movies, and people do that at concerts and all kinds of stuff, all kinds of public venues. People do that. But I love watching the sport so much wherever it is, and I appreciate it so much. I never want to get blackout. Like, do I want to get buzzed? Sure. That's fun. You know what I mean? Have a couple beers. You're feeling great, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, to do something that stupid, I just assume you're blackout drunk, right? Well, I just assume you're that type of idiot.
Real talk is the popcorn is the popcorn. That's still stupid. You should never, ever spit on someone. Like, that is...
No, that's assault.
Yeah, that's crossing a line. That's like, I wouldn't have blamed Trae Young for going and beating the crap.
Yeah. I don't even think he noticed it, because I don't think the guy hit him, but he spit at him. So,
and then
I don't
know the racist thing, like, what is wrong with you people? Like,
you're at an NBA game.
Yeah,
and you're racist. What sport can you go to and be a racist? Golf and hockey.
I was about to say, I figured you're watching golf right about now. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I mean,
MLB, as far as MLB, the way it goes these days. So yeah,
I don't understand how you can appreciate a game and be a racist, you know, specifically the NBA. I just, it boggles my mind. It's people's ability to compartmentalize that stuff is unbelievable to me. Like, I just, you know,
yeah, like, why would you go? And if you're doing it to his parents, that means they have decent seats. So again, they spent good money to come to a game.
Spent good money.
Yeah. Someone spent good money to go to a game, which we haven't been able to do for well over a year, and your prerogative is to be racist to the parents of the player that's on the court. Not even to the player, which is still wrong, but you can't even say it to the player's face. You're doing it to their parents. Like, what is wrong with you? How small is your manhood that you have to do something like that? You're compensating very, very sadly for something.
Yeah, I'm sure he got in a lifted truck as he left the game.
Yeah, so, with the nuts hanging from the bottom.
Yeah. What's the line drawn? Because for me, if I got those courtside tickets, I would like to yell at the opposing players, right? Or whatever. Trash talk, right? But you don't, to me, anything that isn't happening on the court is probably out of bounds, right?
Yes,
so 100%. Talking about their family, talking about their wife, their kids, or whatever, because people do that, and I just
leave family out of it, period.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking to get your ass kicked, you know what I mean? Because maybe that guy, maybe, you know, whoever it is, whatever outfielder you're heckling, or a hitter you're heckling, or basketball player, they can't do anything about it. But you think they don't know someone in the stands that can do something about it? You know what I mean? Well, that's the old, Vegas, you know, let's boot this guy out of the casino and open the door with his head. You know, one of those.
You got to think about it. If the parents are there, what other family members from other players are sitting there that might not like this so much, that might be able to be like, hey, buddy, let's talk real quick.
Right. Yeah. Let's talk in this hall right here. Yeah. So
I don't know, man.
I just, it is. it is unbelievable the way some of these people act. And, you know, it was big on the radio today. You know, I was in my car for the amount of time it takes to get me some fast food today. And it's what they were talking about. And you could tell it was something that they had been talking about for the entire show, was these incidents that happened in the NBA. And it's just, you know, there's been bad stuff before. I mean, you know, there's been, remember Ty Cobb went up and beat someone half to death, yeah. You know, but that was before there were cameras, you yeah. know what I mean? And LeBron brought up a good point too. Why do we not know who the popcorn guy is? Why haven't we seen his face?
Yeah. With all there's the cameras technology all over that these days. Yeah. With technology yeah. these days, you got to know this kind of stuff.
Somebody's got a 720 at least picture of this dude's face, and they should post it up there.
You know? Pretty much, you bring us the picture, you got front row seats to the next playoff game.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Let's do that. So, someone will get them. Right? So, I don't know, man. I don't know what we have to do. So, yeah, is there anything you can? I mean, outside of banning someone from life, is there any other solution that we can have? I mean, is it going to be to the point where we have to do like COVID days, where we put the Lakers playoff game is on right now, and you know, because of COVID, they have the things over the front rows of seats. Are those just going to have to go out of commission?
No, like the only other thing I can think of, because you can't just say like you can't come, you can come, unless you get caught and banned,
right?
You can't just do that. It might be like, hey, we're not serving booze. And I know that's where they make so much money, like stupid money, yeah. But it's majority of the people that do these dumb things, it's because they're drunk, hammered, like you said.
Yeah.
So it's, I guess.
But I mean, there's still going to be people that sneak drinks in get drinks before the game. It never ends.
That's why it's almost impossible to police. That's the crappy part. It more comes into, you know, in reality, what it comes into is the people sitting around them that know them or that don't know them but are close to them. Like, start taking responsibility for your people around you.
And most of the time, people do that. You know, most of the time, people, hey, shut up. You know, yeah, I've done that to a couple of people.
A guy's swearing, like, stop it. There's kids right here. Like, stuff
right,
like that.
Right. I've done that to a couple of people, and I've had that I've had people do that to me when I may have said a curse word a little too loud. You know, a guy turned around to my buddy who was sitting with me and looked at him and said, hey, my mother's here. Right. So come on. He's like, you got it. You know, a little out of control. So I understand. But yeah, man, there's no good solution. So just act right. If you're at a game, don't be an animal, please. So when we come back, we're going to talk about my misery with the Diamondbacks and the Julio trade. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way.
Stop touching things.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. All right, so we've solved some problems, right? We solved the NBA problem. Not really, of course. We fixed golf forever, right? So that's good. All we got to do is add some smack talking. So we're doing a great job here. We're solving all kinds of problems.
Little by little, yep.
Right. So what do I do with my time every evening where the Diamondbacks play? Because I no longer want to watch games. As we're recording this, the Diamondbacks have lost 10 in a row. They're well on their way to number 11. And that's, you know, there's two games left to go before this airs. So it could be 13 games in a row by the time we get to the show airing. So I'm just in a miserable state. You know, this is the 20th anniversary of the World Series is this year. So that is two decades old. I assume that you are just survived by your three championships, and now we have, now that your pitcher from those is bad, we have him, Madison Bumgarner, your main leader from those.
Paid a lot of money for him too.
Yeah, and gave, at least we gave him a lot of money, so that's good. But I mean, what do you do when your team is this bad? Because the last time I remember them being this bad, basically my blood pressure would raise to too high around the fifth, sixth inning, because at least back then they could score runs, and I would see them get the lead and then watch them piss it away and then get too mad, and I'd have to shut the game off and listen to something else or watch something else. So what do you do? Do you look for the silver lining? Do you just watch MLB Network? What do I do, Pirates fans? What have you guys done for 50 years, right?
Pirates, Tigers, what do you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, the Tigers are at least in the World Series in like 2007, you know what I mean? Right. They've been good at least recently, but what do I do? Well, I'm Ricky Bobby. What do I do with my hands, Bob?
What you do is you watch MLB Network. That's what I would highlight big time. And then you also playing a lot of DFS. That's what I highly recommend, because it just kind of puts your brain off of everything. Because I'm a Dolphins fan, as people should know by now. And I don't know what a playoff win feels like in a long time. I've had some in my life, but it's been a very long time. Just a win, not a Super Bowl, just a win in the playoffs. Right. I don't know what an AFC East crown looks like. So that's been a while. I'm used to mediocrity there. They just tease you enough to not make it happen. So like a lot of Sundays now, it's hard for me to justify making sure I'm in front of the TV every time. So I understand where you're at here. I would, you're in Scottsdale, pick up the game of golf. That'd be good. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, too expensive.
You're moving. But on the bright side, Bob, we're only like a couple months away from college football, which you get like four nights a week. So that'll help.
It's true.
You could go back to walking a mile for every run they lose, but
I mean,
we don't want you to blow away.
Yeah. I mean, I would turn into Tatum Bell. You know what I mean? I'd be crazy skinny. So
I would say, I'm trying to think of a hobby for you, but you already podcast and cover enough baseball and football. Do you like hockey by chance? No, I'm just kidding.
Watched hockey in the past. I'm not a big hockey person.
Yeah, because Coyotes aren't that good either, so that doesn't work for you.
And the Coyotes weren't here for a long time, right?
You get the Dallas Stars pretty soon. I know you're not that close to Dallas, but you have the Dallas Stars pretty soon. So that could give you something. Yeah. I just start researching the 2021 Texas Longhorns schedule. Like, memorize everything. I think that's a good thing. Maybe learn a new language. You're going back to Texas. How's your Spanish?
To order the proper Mexican food? I poquito, very little.
Poquito? So. Okay, well, Moss is mejor. Yeah, so go work on that one. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe I'll get some Rosetta Stone or something.
Rosetta Stone goes a long ways. You can pop a gummy and put some earphones in, and you never know. You'll be the next Don Juan. You'll be talking to dogs. You'll see Cesar Milan here pretty soon.
That's right. The dog whisperer. Something else. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Can learn how to talk to your cats.
Get them the buttons. Like, I've seen people do that. Have you ever seen that, where the dogs and the cats have the buttons?
It's meet the parents? You can teach your cat how to use the toilet.
I had a roommate that did that with his cat for real. So it wasn't when I lived there. It was after I left, because he had the whole apartment, the two bedroom, after I left, and he kept it. And so my bathroom, he turned into the trainer for his cat, and he had taught his cat how to crap in the toilet. So it takes a while, but they can be taught. But I don't know, man. Yeah, you're right. I gotta find something, because it makes me miserable. It makes me mad, right? Because look, I play DFS. I watch a lot of baseball. I watch MLB Network. I listen to audiobooks, but I was Diamondbacks fan first, right before anything. So it's hard for me. That's my first priority is watching the D-backs, right? Over most.
Can things, you pick an American League team to root for?
It was the Astros, but they're giant cheaters. So I hate watching Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve now because of what they did. So it's hard for me to pull for them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting there watching Carlos Correa and Trevor Bauer going, yeah, Carlos Correa, but I still hate your guts. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who to root for. I'm Ricky Bobby, you know.
You could just watch every Dodgers game and root for the other team.
That's not a bad idea. That, you know what? Just be fueled by hate.
Yes.
I like it.
If you're going to be angry, you're going to be angry and spiteful anyways. At least make it a game that you might have a chance to win.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We Carlos Martinez looks like Cy Young. Hasn't had a ton of strikeouts in any game, and he's over here striking out a million Diamondbacks. But it has made me miserable. What will probably make me more miserable, Bub, is the Welsh and I, in hour one and on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, we got in this argument about Julio getting traded because the Welsh just says, well, he's gone. I mean, it's like 99% to me. He's not on this team. And I said, well, look, I don't think he's going to end up playing for the Falcons this year. I do think they trade him. But for me, it's like 65%, just because I don't think that the NFL players hold the leverage that like the NBA players do. You know, five guys on the court. If one of those guys wants out, he's out. You know, Harden did it to the Rockets. You know, Anthony Davis did it to the Pelicans. Like, if you're a big enough star, you can get released, you know, but or traded. Le'Veon Bell for the Steelers sat out a year, right? And so it's just way harder in the NFL to do that. And cap space is weird this year. You got to find a partner to dance with is basically what I'm saying. So, but now, like I said, 5 minutes after we finished recording hour one, Welsh and I, you know, now it's the trade could be done as early as next week. And it looks like right after June 1st, he's going to get traded. And there's all kinds of rumors. So your thoughts on NFL trade, first of all, and then where do you think Julio ends up and is he traded?
I'd love the idea of an NFL trade because it actually happens in like baseball, which is great. Teams actually try to do things, even teams that you don't think should be involved in trades. Outside of the Texans, they should not be involved in trades. It's a whole other story. But I think he gets traded. I really do. I'm part of me is curious because there's like potential lawyers involved on how that leaked call got out. Should it have been out? I'm curious on that one to begin with, because I don't think he knew he was on TV at the time. Maybe he did.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he did.
Yeah, and so that's not legal, to tell you the truth. So
it depends on the state. It does, because Arizona is
wasn't that filmed in California, though? Just found it out
I don't
there.
Know. I honestly, yeah, I mean, I'm think guessing. I don't know. Skip Bayless, never.
It's true. I wouldn't either. Don't blame you. Maybe you could watch that instead of Diamondbacks and really see what you hate life.
I'd rather watch the Diamondbacks.
See, later. You're welcome.
Thank you. You know what? Thank you for putting things in perspective. Yes,
I'm here for. What I would say is, I do think he gets traded. I'm really curious because it feels like the deal's almost done already. It's always been the June 1st thing because that's where they save the money and all that kind of stuff. So it's always been the issue from the beginning. I'm just curious of where it's at. I know you asked me where I think it's at. Like, I would love to see the Packers do it. Just go, hey, Aaron, we're sorry. Here you go.
That's a good apology.
Yeah, that's like that'll get Aaron out of Hawaii right now to the OTAs if that were to happen. Like, hey, Julio's flying in tomorrow. You think you can make it? Yep, my jet's here. I'll be there in a minute. Like, done.
So on my way, right.
That would be pretty cool. New England would be so annoying and fitting, like it would be. And then Tampa Bay, like they will add more weapons.
That's not going to happen. Tampa Bay is not going to happen.
I don't know.
They just signed AB.
Yeah, so. That's true. He's not going to Tampa Bay. I'm just spiteful thinking that they're just going to keep spending money and do that. But I think New England's always a wild card. They really are. And I've heard rumors of Indianapolis, which would be very, very nice. That would be a very good landing spot because Carson Wentz has looked good. We'll see. It's not, you know, real football yet. But the weapons are still there. But you add another threat like that, could be interesting. What do you think?
I mean, the only team that you didn't mention is Tennessee. So, but Welsh and I looked it up during hour one. And to get to Tennessee, they would have to flip Kevin Byard back as far as the salary cap and all how that works. So, and like I said, I said this in hour one that I probably needed to bump up from 65% because we got news of the salary cap for next year going up over $30 million. It's going to be 208 and change, and it's 182 or whatever this year. So, yeah, it makes him easier to trade, even though his cap number goes down next year. So I think this is peak year, and then after that, it goes down. I think it's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Next year his peaks. So and the thing he's with, hard thing to trade Rodgers, until next year.
And Rodgers wants to negotiate stuff. So it's as simple as, hey, we'll bring Julio in, but we need to renegotiate some things. Like, can you do a Tom Brady deal for us? Make things affordable, we'll give you this big check right now type thing.
Right,
I think he'd do it.
I think he would too. I just is he going to agree to anything in Green Bay? That's kind of the thing. Is that Rogers, completely burned or what?
I think what's burned is the ownership. He came out the other day and said he likes the coaching staff. He likes the players. It's Gunst, whatever his name is.
The Gunkust. Guttenkust. I don't know his name.
Bratwurst.
Bratwurst.
And he's the problem right now. So that's where it needs to get mended, and he's the one that can pull the trigger on a trade. That's a quick mending situation.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's gonna happen, but it makes too much sense to not try to happen.
I think that's wishful thinking. I think the Packers are kind of your NFC team. So
they are. Indianapolis is like an ideal landing spot.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're Indianapolis, maybe that's where they're getting a first round pick from, because they said, you know, they wanted a first round pick in the NFL draft and no one offered it to them. So they decided to hold on to Julio. And then they said, you know, and this is all behind the scenes, this isn't anything Atlanta's publicly saying, but then it was basically floated out that a second round pick would get it done. And then teams weren't offering a second round pick, right? Now we're hearing that there's a first round deal on the table. And like our my guy Gary Davenport said on Twitter the other night, you know, if there's a first round pick on the table, you have to just pull the trigger. You have to go get a first round pick for him. It doesn't matter where it is. Yeah. Go get it. That's the best thing you're going to get, right? So I can't imagine that they have officially been offered a first round pick already, because he'd be gone.
Yeah, look what Randy Moss went for back in the day. Like no one would be shocked. Like, it would be shocking if Julio went for like a third or a fourth, but for the market we've seen happen in the past, like, that's what's happened.
I just don't know if Julio would go full heel like Randy did. Like, Randy had no effort in Oakland at all. It was a minimal effort. He didn't care. Then when he got to New England, he put up the best season in NFL history for a wide receiver with Tom Brady, right? So it was still in there. He just didn't want to play for that team and showed it on the field. I don't know if Julio has that in him.
Poor Matt Ryan, though, just waiting for like one or two more seasons, and Julio's like, peace, I'm out.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? Poor Matt Ryan. They keep drafting him weapons and not drafting defense. I think he's okay. But we gotta go. When we come back, we will be ending out hour two. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
What's up, everybody? Hour two of In This League going into the books right now. But I wanted to ask you, Bubba, Joe Burrow, and I had him lower in my rankings initially. I think Fantasy Pros, he's a QB1. He's a number 11, but in most leagues are 12 man or more, so QB1. I had him at 17, and that is because the knee stuff. And I did finish my rankings before he showed up to OTAs and worked out through the whole thing. Now, he said he's about 85%, and he said he wanted to go into OTAs to show his teammates he's willing to play when he's not 100%. And look, I don't like the Bengals. I don't like pretty much anything about the Bengals at all. It's been a pretty big rivalry between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, but I respect the hell out of that. And Cincinnati's got themselves a leader, and this division might be the hardest in the NFL. I know the NFC West is really good as well, but the AFC North, with Cincinnati getting better, Cleveland was great last year, Baltimore was great, and the Steelers had the best record in that division. So, I mean, is this the best division in football now? And do you believe in Joe Burrow and what they're doing in Cincy?
Yeah, I'd say it's the best division in football. Like, the NFC South likes to try once in a while, but they got the defending champions down there, but I go with the AFC North. I'm with you there. The West is good, but it's all defense. That's boring. At least the AFC
Arizona
North
has no defense.
Yeah, that's true. And they might. What if Julio went there? Just throw that out there.
No.
But the AFC North's fun because they can play defense, but they can also all of a sudden throw up a lot of points too. We saw some of the best football games, like Cleveland, Cincinnati. Oh boy, that was some fun stuff. And I love Joe Burrow, to answer your question there. I loved him last year. People that listen to like our betting segments, like I was team Joe Burrow last year.
Yes.
And I'll be on him again because it's that attitude that he mentioned coming to camp. He is a hard fighting guy that's going to go till the freaking bell rings no matter what. And the bells, he feels like he's in a 10-round fight with that offensive line. So I give him
fights
credit
for his teammates. We'll that's why that's why they took Jamar Chase over Penei Sewell, is because he played with him at LSU and lobbied the Bengals to take him. So we got to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to bring on my buddy Nicholas Ian Allen from CFB Winning Edge to talk some college football preseason bets. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.